Okay, good evening, everybody. We're continuing in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh for our first Mishnah Berurah coincidence in a little while. Everyone got to practice forgetting Yalav Yavo and all the halachas. So, okay, we're up to Simin Taf. Where are we up to? Taf Chav Dalid. Yeah, Taf Chav Dalid. So this is page 570 or Reish Pei Hei Amud Beis. So let's see. Taf Chav Dalid. Maskirin Yalav Yavo Birch Samazon. Not only do we say Yalav Yavo in Shemon Asrei, we also do so in Birch Samazon. Vim Lo Amar in Machzirin also. But if you don't say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat benching. Vim Niskar Kodim Shizcha Atov HaMetiv. But if you remember before you say Atov HaMetiv, Omer Baruch Shenasan Roshei Chadoshim Lamo Yisrael Lizikaron, then you should say that line of Baruch Shenasan. So now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein machzirin also, de'in chiv lechel pas Rosh Chodesh, v'imkein, ibay lo avi ochel pas v'lo nischayv klal birch samazon. The reason why you don't have to repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavo is because you never had to bench in the first place. No one told you that you have to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, even though there's a mitzvah to be marbe besuda, it does not require that one washes on Rosh Chodesh. V'im niskar, so we said, if you do remember prior to Hatova Metiv, so then you say that line. Ayin Lelsim Kufpechas Bebir Alacha Ditzorach Lomar B'Sheimu Malchus. The Bir Alacha says that when you say that line, you should say it B'Sheimu Malchus. It's an entire bracha that's recited Ayin Sham. V'Ayin Sham Od B'Sif Yod Linin and Bir Alachar Shiyotz Rosh Chodesh Tzorach Lahaskir Shal Rosh Chodesh Birch Samazon. The Basra Aschalas Asuda Azinan Shayib Rosh Chodesh. This has nothing to do with what the Mechaber actually spoke about. It's just because in Shulchan didn't talk about it, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. This is a very common question, that a person starts a meal on Rosh Chodesh, by the time they finish the meal, Rosh Chodesh is over. So then they have the question. I just got the shayla last night in the reverse. Someone started their meal, not last night, yeah, today. Someone in Israel, it was earlier today, and someone in Israel had texted me that they started their meal before Shkia, they finished their meal after Shkia, so did they say Yalav Yavo? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you start your meal on Rosh Chodesh and you finish your meal after Rosh Chodesh, then you do say Yalav Yavo because we follow the Haschalas Hasuda. Because of our Magen Rambam Tov Yotas, the Mispal Arvit Shalach Rosh Chodesh, Avilu Spal Mibod Yom Shuvin Amaskei Achar Kach Birchas Hamazon Rosh Chodesh Sharei Aso Chol B'Tfilaso. However, if you davened Marav already for the next day, even though you davened Marav a little early, so it's may not be Shkia yet. Maybe you davened at a Plag Marav Minyan, so you davened Marav a little early. So for you, it's not, you've already declared it to not be Rosh Chodesh, so then you wouldn't say Yalav Yavo. But if you didn't daven Marv yet, the Tzibor has already davened Marv, then you don't have to be considered like part of that Tzibor where your Rosh Chodesh is over. So you still would say Yalav Yavo in benching. When do we say that you're not nimshach achar akal? That's if you started your meal before the tzibur davened mariv, and then you finished your meal after the tzibur davened mariv, so you can still say Yalav Yavo. But if you only started your meal after the tzibur davened mariv, then you wouldn't say Yalav Yavo, even though you haven't davened mariv. V'kol zek shespal kol par mincha. But that whole idea that we could say that your Rosh Chodesh is over because you davened mariv, or because the tzibur davened mariv, that's only if you at least daven mincha already. But if you didn't daven mincha yet, even though you only started your meal after the tzibur finished mariv, it's for sure still Rosh Chodesh for you, because you're still going to have to daven mincha. So therefore, the fact that the tzibur daven mariv doesn't prevent you from saying Yalav Yavo. You're obviously not nimshach acharakal. It's got to be Rosh Chodesh for you, because you have not yet davened mincha, and because you're anyway going to have to say Yalav Yavo mincha. And the same is true in the opposite. If let's say the tzibur already davened marav on erev Rosh Chodesh, and then you start to eat the meal after the tzibur already davened, even though you didn't daven marav yet, you're nimshach achar tzibur, and therefore you should say yal v'yavul dinimshach acharakal. Miyuim hula espalel mincha adayin, but if you have not yet davened mincha v'erev Rosh Chodesh, eino maskel shor Rosh Chodesh, then don't say yal v'yavul kivin shasel espalel mincha shalchol, because you still have to daven a mincha without a yal v'yavul. Kol zeh kasuv Magen Avraham v'tiku achronim ledina. So all this appears in the Magen Avraham, and the achronim quoted ledina, but it, you know, it's not really nogea to the Shulchan Aruch over here, so the Mishnah Berurah just stuck it in here, because this is where the Magen Avraham stuck it in. Okay, now Si'if Simin Tav Chav Hei Si'if Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Arve Shachos Mincha Mispal Sheva Vam Riyal V'yavo Ba'avoda. So for the Tfilos other than Musaf, you say the regular seven brachos, and you just insert Yal V'yavo in the Avoda, in the Bracha of Avoda. Ve'eno Maskir Shal Shabbos B'Yal V'yavo. And in Yal V'yavo, there's no insertion for the fact that it's Shabbos. Umotzi'in Shnei Sfarim, you take out two Sifrei Torah, V'karim B'rishon Sheva B'Seder Ayom, you call up seven aliyos in the regular parshas Hashavua, ubisheni kori maftir, ubayom Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Matzvah Parsha. And the second Sefer Torah you would read for the maftir, the parsha, you know, the second and third parshas of what we would normally read on Rosh Chodesh, the two pasuk parsha and the five pasuk parsha, umaftir na Shemayim Kisi, and we do the haftarah of Shemayim Kisi. V'maskeshol Rosh Chodesh, v'maskeshol Rosh Chodesh, I lel sim resh peidal tziv beis. And as far as whether you should mention Rosh Chodesh, we got to look in some Reish Pedalin. Chutz mir Rosh Chodesh Elul shechalios b'Shabbos shemaftirin aniyas soara. Except for Rosh Chodesh Elul is still in the Shiva de Nechemta, so we don't want to break up the Shiva de Nechemta, the seven brachos, the seven haftaras of Nechama that go from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah. So you keep on going in the regular order and you do aniyas soara, even if Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Shabbos. Pretty good that we mention Rosh Chodesh Elul in a Mishnah Berurah shir that happens on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's a good coincidence. Says Rama, v'yesh omrim Hashemayim kisi v'chein noagin b'medina selu. Some say Hashemayim kisi even on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that's our minhag. Av Rosh Chodesh Av shchalios b'shabbos maftirin shimu v'yesh omrim Hashemayim kisi. Rosh Chodesh Av, some say shimu and some say Hashemayim kisi v'chein nikur b'makom shein minhag, and that's what you should do, Hashemayim kisi, if there's no minhag. V'im ira Rosh Chodesh ba'arba parshios maftirin b'shal parsha. If Rosh Chodesh comes out in one of the dal parshios around Purim Pesach time, so then you do the haftorah of the dal parshios, not the special Rosh Chodesh haftorah. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'inu maskir shayikvar hizkir Shabbos bracha revius. You don't mention Shabbos in Yal V'yavo because you already mentioned Shabbos in the regular Shmoneh Esrei. Shiva b'seder ayom, you take out a sefer Torah, you read seven from the parshas Hashavuot. L'chadchila ein maftir olam l'minyan shiva k'del b'sim reish pei beisiv dalid, because the maftir shouldn't count as one of the seven olam if you could prevent it. U'b'sheni kori, and then the second Sefer Torah you read the two parshios, menichin Sefer Sheni etzel Sefer Rishon v'omer chatzi kaddish al shneim, and you put the Sefer Sheni next to the Sefer Rishon on the bima, and you say chatzi kaddish on both of them. Umaftirin Hashemayim v'chulei shesham nisker me'inyan Rosh Chodesh. The reason we say the haftarah of Hashemayim is because it mentions Rosh Chodesh in the haftarah of Hashemayim. V'mshachach v'kar b'haftarah shal shavua, but if you made a mistake, you forgot, and you read in the haftarah of that week, kori achrei Hashemayim kisi. Not all is lost. You read a second haftorah. Just keep going and read a Shemayim Kisi for Rosh Chodesh. Oh, but we already said the bracha, so I'm going to go back now and say a Shemayim Kisi. Everyone's ready to move on. Koryos obli bracha. Say a Shemayim Kisi without a bracha, but you say there's no escaping it. So you go and you say a Shemayim Kisi. Shemaftirin aniya. So he says the reason why on Rosh Chodesh El maybe it's different is because it's one of the Shivdin. So this is going on that Yesh Omrim Hashemayim Kisi even on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because it's not only does it mention Rosh Chodesh, it also happens to mention the Nechamas Yerushalayim. The Achronim say that we don't skip any of the Shiva D'Nechemta. Meaning even if when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you're not going to read one of the Shiva D'Nechemta, you got to make sure you make up for it, because we don't skip any of the Shiva Din Nechemta. V'alkein k'sheyaftiru b'parshas teitze b'roni akara, when you read Roni Akara the following week, yisayim u'gam b'ani asora k'suv achreha. You should also read Ani asora, that they're both short, so no one's going to die from it. So you should also read Ani asora that week. V'chein ikur b'makom shein minog v'ayim bir agrasha dachas farzume alacha pasuk ader rishon, the maftirin shimu, he passes like the first opinion that you do your maftir with Shimu when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said that you do say Yalav Yavo in benching, and you don't repeat if you forget because you didn't have to eat bread in the first place, but there is a special bracha if you do remember before Hatov HaMetiv. Then we quoted this long Magen Avram that you're not necessarily that we go Basar the Haschalas HaSu'udah as far as whether you say Yalav Yavo, and even if the Tzibur davened Mariv, we go Basar your Haschalas HaSu'udah, unless you only started the Suda after the Tzibur davened Mariv, then you become Kafuf to the Tzibur, but you're never Kafuf to the Tzibur if you didn't have Mincha yet, because then it's still the previous day for you. And then in Simen Tav Chafei, we said that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we went through the whole Seder Advarim of what to do, and the only complicating factor is what to do about the Haftoros when there is otherwise special Haftoros to be read. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Beis and Gimel and Sif Aleph of Tav Chavav. Tomorrow will be from Marina Del Rey, Be'ezras Hashem. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp for exactly what time.